believer doesn't have any peace in this world anywhere but in Christ Jesus the Lord. And God won't let His children forget that. He just won't let us forget that. The affections of our natural heart may keep us from beholding our Lord's eternal will, His purpose. But God's faithful to keep us in spite of our rebellion, or in spite of our lack of understanding, our own ignorance. And by the gracious, faithful, caring, chastening hand of His Heavenly Father, Isaac never failed to believe God. Our text this morning is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. The title of the message is Blessing of Faith. Blessing of Faith. We use that term blessing often. You'll hear people say, I've been blessed. And usually it's after we finally lay hold of some temporal thing that we've been wanting for a long time. And then we'll cry out, oh, I've just been so blessed. Well, we label these things that we want as blessings. And therefore much, if not most, of what we call blessings are merely just the lusts of covetous flesh. Blessings from God are more than temporal things, much more than temporal things. God's blessings are spiritual gifts, faith, repentance, love, joy, long-suffering. These are blessings. Those are blessings. A blessed man is one who's able to submit to God's will with patience, whatever his temporal lot may be, whatever comes down the pipe. And that's what the Holy Spirit's pointing out to us in this verse. Jacob was blessed by God because Isaac was blessed by God. Now let's start here with a word about the blessing. The blessing spoken of here when it says Isaac blessed Jacob is a blessing of prophecy. It's a blessing of something that's going to come to pass. We see here it says concerning things to come. The substance of this blessing pertains to eternal salvation. There was quite a bit that was going to happen as far as this world was concerned and temporal things that Jacob was going to gain. But everything spoken of to him in this blessing had to do with spiritual blessings, with spiritual inheritance. Jacob, through Jacob, the Lord would fulfill his covenant promise to his own son, because it would be through Jacob's lineage that Christ would be born into this world. Through Jacob, Christ would come and he would put away the sins of his people, as he promised the Father he would do. Jacob, this blessing ultimately had its spiritual end in all God's elect being saved, is what this blessing had to do with. And Isaac himself, he only owned a spot of land. That's all he owned, was a spot of land big enough for him to be buried on. But he believed God concerning the promises that God had promised him that were sure to come. He believed God concerning the promises of a son, and that from this son, or in this son, by this son, the Lord would bless a people out of all nations. And he believed that son is Christ Jesus the Lord. As Abraham saw the Lord's day, Isaac saw it. Abraham's his father, and you know Abraham taught his son. Abraham taught his son, as a faithful father teaches his son. And so that's why the scripture said, but he didn't see these things that were to come by the natural eye. He saw them by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's why we read here in Hebrews 11, verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Now, the origin of this blessing is the Lord. The blessing went to the one whom the Lord chose to have it. That's who it went to. And the power in this blessing is from the Lord. It's not Isaac's power, it's the Lord. We'll read here that Isaac blessed Jacob before the Lord. It's the Lord that blessed Jacob. It's the Lord that blessed him. Isaac verbally verbally spoke this blessing to Jacob, but this is the Lord's doing. This is His will that this blessing would be go upon Jacob. And the natural heart now cares nothing for spiritual blessings. The natural heart doesn't care for spiritual blessings. Esau is an example here that of what most folks want when they speak of blessings. And when they say, I've been blessed. Esau, everything that he considered a blessing was temporal things. He came to his brother, Jacob, on one occasion, and he said, he was faint, and he said, give me some of that red that you're cooking there. And Jacob has told him, sell me your birthright. And what Esau said was, I need some personal gratification right now. What good are promises down the road to me? And that's the heart of natural man. That's our heart by nature is, I need this now. I want it now. I don't care about the promises. And that was Esau's heart. He knew that it didn't please his father to marry more than one wife or to marry a Hittite woman. And yet he went down and took two wives, Hittite women, and which was directly against his father, his earthly father's will. He knew that, and against God's will, and he did it anyway. And then when he comes to Isaac and he's wanting a blessing, we'll see truthfully all Esau wanted was an earthly blessing. He wanted an earthly blessing. When later on, years down the road, whenever Jacob came and met Esau, and Jacob sent all this, Jacob was kind of scared of Esau, and he sent all this treasure to Esau to try to bribe him, you know. And Esau said, I'm content. He said, I'm content. He was happy with what he got. He was mad because Jacob got the blessing, but he didn't really want the substance of the blessing. He just wanted to be blessed over his brother Jacob. But let's see here the Lord's will concerning this blessing. And let's see Isaac's will concerning this blessing. If we're going to understand something about this faith of Isaac in blessing Jacob and Esau. Look with me at Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. We'll do a lot of reading this morning because I want you to see this in Scripture. Genesis 25 and verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. This was the firstborn. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. Now, you see here what the Lord said, the elder shall serve the younger. Esau's going to serve Jacob, and Esau's people are going to serve Jacob's people. Now, that was the Lord's will concerning this thing. Now, let's see what Isaac thought about this. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them, and the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Isaac loved Esau because, Scripture says, he loved Esau because. That means there was some merit he saw in Esau that made him love Esau. The other son, Jacob, stayed in his mama's kitchen a lot. And he was a mama's boy, and he hung around his mama all the time. And Esau was a hunter. He liked to go out and hunt. And he brought home deer, venison. And Isaac liked venison. And he liked this boy brought him and fed him. And so naturally, Isaac's determined to give his blessing upon Esau. He's the firstborn. He's in all ways more favorable than Jacob. And Isaac wanted to give him the blessing. even after he had sold the birthright to Jacob, even after he rebelled against his father and went down and married these two women, still Isaac was determined to give him the blessing. Now let's look at chapter 27. And I'm persuaded here that Isaac knew something of the Lord's will that he made clear to Rebekah. I just believe he did. And Isaac knew something of the Lord's will in choosing Jacob and not Esau. And it may be that Isaac was determined to justify himself in this thing that he was determined to do because he was going to eat some of this venison one more time. And you know how we justify ourselves in our rebellion. So he calls Jacob, and let's see what happens. He calls Esau, Genesis 27:1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I'm old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field for venison to bring it. Now, the Lord chose Jacob. How? How did he choose Jacob? He chose him freely. Scripture says, having done neither good nor evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. He chose Jacob freely. But God chooses in a way man doesn't choose. God's blessings to his children in faith is that faith which bows to the will of God even when it goes against what we want. Even when it goes against what we want. Well, we know that the wrath of man shall praise God, and the remainder thereof he'll restrain it. The wrath of God praises man, and the remainder thereof he'll restrain it. Now there in Genesis 27, how's the Lord going to bring to pass his sovereign will? How's he going to bring all this to pass? He gives Rebekah and Jacob space to connive and to rebel against him. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. They're thinking, we can help God out on this thing. Isaac's going to give this blessing to Esau. We have to do something here. And be that as it may, the Lord overruled. The Lord would not have allowed this to come to pass if it didn't praise him. And if it didn't praise him, he would have restrained it and stopped it from happening. The wrath of man shall praise God. The remainder, he'll restrain it. He won't let it come to pass. Now, let's see what happens here. Verse 6. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, my brother, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. This is Rebekah and Jacob. And she tells Jacob, Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I'll make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man. My father peradventure will fill me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. And I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house. And she put Esau's clothes on her younger son Jacob. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father, and he said, He came unto his father and said, My father. And Isaac said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. You see Jacob was a trickster. He was a supplanter. Nothing good in this boy. When he thought about going and doing this thing, going to his father, he wasn't worried about the fact he was going to be lying to his blind father. He was just worried about he might curse me and not bless me. He was just worried about himself. And so he comes there and he says, "I'm Esau." And Esau and Isaac says, he said, "I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" Now listen to this boy. Listen to what this boy said. "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And this is the one God's going to bless. This is the one God said, "I love him." How could he love him? He viewed him in Christ. That's how he loved him. He viewed him in Christ and he loved him. And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am. I am." And he said, "Bring this meat to me, and I'll eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and Isaac did eat. And he brought him wine, and Isaac drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore..." Now he blesses him. Now everything he's saying here to him, it's going to sound a lot like what he ends up saying to Esau. But these things have to do with spiritual blessings, whereas Esau's have to do with nothing but temporal, carnal things. What he says here has to do with some carnal things as well, but it's mainly spiritual blessings. "Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Now let's stop right there. Stop right there just a second. I said to you in the beginning that the blessings that the carnal heart desires are just temporal blessings. And these blessings are fulfilled in Christ Jesus the Lord. He's the one to whom this blessing has to do. He's the one in whom all this blessing is going to be fulfilled. This is the blessing that God gave to Abraham when he said, "In thy seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." That seed's Christ, Paul tells us in Galatians 3:15. He didn't say seeds as of many, but in thy seed, in Christ. Jacob's the one all this blessing is going to come through, because Christ is going to be born of Jacob's lineage. And so these things have to do with spiritual blessings. Now, here comes Esau, here comes a trial for Isaac. Here comes a trial for Isaac. As far as he knows, he's blessed his son Esau. As far as he knows, his will's been done. He's blessed his son of his choice, Esau. But now let's see what happens. Verse 30. "And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, 'Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me.' And Isaac his father said unto him, 'Who art thou? Who art thou?' And he said, 'I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau.' And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, 'Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me, and I've eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him?' I wonder what the Spirit of the Lord revealed in Isaac's heart at this moment right here. Isaac has to know something of God's will. Jacob's going to receive the blessing. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And yet and Isaac knows his will was contrary to God's will. He loved Esau and hated Jacob. And even after his son Esau rebelled like he did, Isaac still determined to give that boy this blessing. Because, not unmerited favor, merited favor, because of something in that boy. And perhaps he remembered his dad's story, Abraham's story, who said, told him over and over, "Son, you were born by promise, as a child raised from the dead. That's how God's people are raised up, son, in Christ Jesus the Lord. Not by man's strength, not by man's works, but by God's mercy and grace. That's how sinners are saved." Perhaps he remembered his father's words as they walked up Mount Moriah. And he said, "Father, here's the wood and here's the lamb. Or here's the wood and here's the fire. Where's the lamb?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb. God's going to move everything according to his sovereign eternal purpose. And he's going to provide himself a lamb." And perhaps he thought about that shiny blade on that knife when Abraham drew back and was about to pierce him through the heart, and Isaac's bound to that altar, and he looks over and he sees that ram caught in the thicket and beholds God providing himself a lamb. And that lamb dying in his room in his stead on that altar that he might go free. And perhaps he heard the Lord's words echoing in his ears, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." And perhaps he saw his own rebellion against God in the trickery of his son Jacob and how his son Jacob had just tricked him. The despised son Jacob came in the name of Isaac's well-beloved son, Esau. Just as sinners come in the name of God's well-beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and no other way. No other way to find acceptance with him. Jacob came with the covering of Isaac's beloved son, Esau. Just as sinners come with the covering of Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Jacob smelled like Isaac's choice son. When Isaac smelled him, he smelled like the field. Just as sinners, when they come in Christ, are a sweet-smelling savor unto God because of his offering. What he did. And Jacob came to Isaac with that savory meat. That savory meat that was that choice meal of his father, that choice offering that his father desired, that Isaac desired. Just as sinners come to God with Christ, our one offering. He's the only thing we have to offer God. But that's the only thing God will have offered to him, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in God freely loving Jacob, now Isaac beholds how God had freely loved him. Isaac beholds that in spite of my will, in spite of what I want, in spite of what I've desired to bless my son Esau, God's will is going to be done. And Isaac beholds, I don't want it to be done any other way, because I'm just like my son Jacob. I'm just like my son Jacob. I'm a supplanter. I'm a trickster. And I don't know if he said it loudly or if it was just a whisper of thankful amazement, but as he trembled exceedingly there, look there in verse 33. He said, "I've blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed." By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. This is his son, Esau, that he loves. And he's blessed Jacob. And he says, and I'm not going back on it. He has the blessing. God has brought it to pass so that the one he determined to have the blessing has the blessing, and he shall be blessed. But his trial's not over. "Isaac, do you really love me?" Do you really see that my love for you is not based on anything in you, Isaac? That my passing by whomsoever I will is of my sovereign right and purpose according to election? Do you see that in spite of Rebekah's rebellion, in spite of Jacob's rebellion, yea, in spite of your own unbelief, that my will shall be done? You behold that, Isaac? Will you bow to me even at the expense of that son that you loved, that was your choice? Will you bow to my will even though it means passing by him? Let's see about that. Verse 34, when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. This boy is over 40 years old. This is a grown man. And he cries with a bitter and exceeding cry to his father. And he says, bless me, me also, O my father. And Isaac said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And Esau said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Behold, now he's taken away my blessing. You see the difference between Esau and Isaac? When Isaac discovered that he had been tricked and fooled by this thing, he didn't call for Rebekah and Jacob and raise a fuss and get all upset and say, now let's straighten this thing out, like Esau would have had him do. Esau said, he's a supplanter, Dad. Don't you see he's a trickster? He don't deserve what you've given him. I do. I deserve it. I deserve it. And Isaac said, he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren I have given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? He's got it all. He's got all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus the Lord. I don't have anything to give you, son. And Esau thinks about that a minute. Esau says, hast thou but one blessing, my father? It don't have to be all that. I don't need all that. You got something you can give me? Give me something I can use right now. You got something I can have right now? Because his heart was set on carnal things. His heart wasn't set on things above. Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. He's going to turn his father's heart if he can. But he couldn't change his heart. He couldn't change Isaac's heart. And Isaac says, now I'm going to bless you, son. I'm going to give you something. But it's not according to what I was determined to give you. It's according to God's will. I'm going to give you what God's determined for you to have now. And he said, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck, which he did in years to come. But Esau was content with what he received, just as every carnal sinner is satisfied so long as he has plenty of this world. He was angry not because he didn't receive the substance of the blessing that Jacob had, that spiritual substance. He was angry and jealous because Jacob was blessed and he wasn't. Jacob was blessed and he wasn't. You see, the carnal heart, when they cry unfair and unrighteousness to God for choosing Jacob and passing by Esau, for choosing whom he will and passing by others, it's not that the carnal man wants the substance of God's blessing. It's that they just want to be chosen. And that can't be. Carnal man wants a God that is like a lucky rabbit's foot that he can just rub when he needs him. Like salt he can throw over his shoulder. Like candles on a birthday cake where he can make a wish when he wants something. Temporal, carnal. The spiritual man that's born of God wants Christ. He wants Christ. He wants the substance. He wants to be with his Lord. Esau didn't care about that. But Isaac, let's get back here to Isaac. The Lord, sovereign Lord of glory, blesses his children like he blessed Isaac. And here's the blessing. It's not temporal things. It's not carnal things. It's spiritual blessings. He blessed Isaac with faith. He gave Isaac faith. And in all this patent place of self-will in Isaac's household and everything that took place here, Isaac's brought to see God and to behold Him. And he said, I'm not going back on this thing. He submitted himself to God, even when it meant turning his back on one of his sons. He said, I can't help it. I got to follow God. That's what God's going to cause every sinner that He chooses to save. That's what He's going to cause us to do. We're going to take sides with God against ourselves, against our personal wants, our personal desires, against whatever appears in this world by carnal reasoning to be the way. He's going to make us turn from that. And He's going to make us deny our own flesh as much as Isaac denied his own son, Esau. Because He's going to have us follow Him. What did the Lord Jesus say? If a man doesn't leave father or mother, if he loves father or mother more than me, he's not worthy of me. If he loves son or daughter more than me, he's not worthy of me. The Lord will have our heart, all of it, or He won't have any of it. We're going to come to Him by faith. And the Scripture says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. This is the heart that Job was given when after all his substance was taken away, his house, his children, his health, he said, behold, he taketh away, who can hinder him? Who shall say unto him, what doest thou? What did Eli say? It's the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. That's what Isaac said. Let me give you an application here. Sometimes we don't feel as though we have blessings. That we've been blessed. But mark it down, the next time we feel that way, if we examine ourselves in God's light, we'll find that we feel that way in times when we don't have some temporal, carnal thing that we long for, or when some carnal, temporal thing that we want has been taken from us. That just may be our greatest blessing. The blessing itself and the enjoyment of the blessing is in seeking those things which are above. In seeking Christ Jesus the Lord. That's where the blessing is. When we come into trials, because of our flesh and our spirit, we war within ourselves. But the blessing is when God gives us faith to behold the Lamb. To behold His choice Son. And to behold that His will is going to be done in glorifying His Son. And when we can behold Him by faith, whatever it is that we're going through, whatever trial it is we have, this, do you think this was a trial for Isaac? When he sat there and beheld that what he had done himself and that Jacob really received this blessing and he was not going to give this, that was a trial for him. But when we see a trial and it becomes to us this huge, giant oak, that just is too massive for us to overcome. When God brings us to the end of the trial to see and blesses us, truly blesses us with spiritual blessings, with faith to behold Him and repentance to turn from our own way to Him. We behold that oak tree was nothing but a little toothpick, that's all it was. It had very little to do with what we needed or didn't need. It's just something God used, and when He's done with it, He'll flick it out of the way. But the blessing is to bring us to His feet to behold Him. That's it every single time. And let me show you the amazing thing about this. The amazing thing about this. When He does it, we realize we don't have faith. We can't produce faith. We can't keep faith. And if it was left up to us, we'd bypass faith if we could get out from under whatever the trial is and get that temporary thing that we really want for ourselves. We'd pass it up every time. But He won't let us. He won't let us. He's given us the gift of faith, and He strengthens us. And everything He did here for Isaac was Him strengthening Isaac's faith to behold Him. And Isaac believed Him. And when it was all said and done, the Lord said, now, Hebrew writer, you go in My word and you write down these words. This is the most amazing thing. I keep telling this to you every time we're going through this Hebrew, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We keep seeing the faithfulness of God. And every time that God brings us to this place, we don't start going, oh, I have great faith. Oh, boy, my faith's good. And all this hoop-de-doo that people talk about their faith. We say, behold His faithfulness. And the amazing thing is, though, as our Lord says, now, Hebrew writer, write down, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Look at the faith of my son. Look at the faith of my son. He did it. My son Isaac, believe me. You see the blessing in that? God did it all. But He said, Isaac, believe me. He trusted me. That's true faith. True faith looks outside of itself. True faith looks at its object and says, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Look at Him. Look at Him. I am what I am by the grace of God. Look at Him. All right. Thank you.